Okay, good morning, everyone. A very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Friday, the 24th of May, so the last trade plan session of the week. Just to give you a heads up, it's a bank holiday on Monday, so we won't be broadcasting on Monday. We will keep you updated via our signal service, just in case we have any decisions to make. So do bear that in mind. So good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. So yesterday, actually, we went from a particularly strong risk on market dynamic due to this AI rally and NVIDIA performance to actually quite a sharp pivot and turnaround due to the realization that the Fed may very well need to stay higher for longer, which is something that we've been talking about all week, which has been pushed to one side. So more of a late day move. Yesterday, all that started to unwind really quite aggressively. So we'll have a look at the charts and we'll see what that means in terms of direction from these current prices. Okay, so let's start then with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we don't want to enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk prior to entry? How do we manage these trade if trade moves in our favor? How do we look to sort of book in as much profit on that trade as we can? And trading psychology, all very important features. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well if we need. Okay, so let's start with a review of this potential market moving news. So is there anything in today's news events that are likely to impact our decision making? And we use Forex Factory calendar for that purpose. So if we go through the numbers, we had the FOMC on Wednesday night, which was quite hawkish, a little bit concerned about the fact that inflation hasn't come down in line with expectations. So a little bit of a hawkish meeting minutes on Wednesday. That was very quickly pushed to one side with NVIDIA results, which saw a massive rally in these markets. And then yesterday we had a series of, I suppose, broadly positive manufacturing and services numbers across most markets with a positive upside for US manufacturing and services manufacturing. And I suppose that became a very, and also with unemployment claims coming in below expectations, means we've got low unemployment, we've got a functioning and well-performing, or let's say a better performing manufacturing and services industry in the US. Everything is looking relatively positive. This is a good news story, bad for equity markets because of that realization that, hold on, we're not going to be seeing the rate cuts that all these bankers and politicians are talking about, especially for the US economy. So we've got that narrative back on the table, interestingly enough. So we've just had retail sales out coming in much worse than expected. This is a month-on-month figure. Is this the worst figure for... No, it's the second worst figure over the last couple of years. We did have in January, we had a worse figure, it was minus 3.2. So this is going to feed into that high inflation, low growth, stagflation narrative. It does look like many of these economies are sort of, it seems to be sleepwalking into a stagflating economy. Now, perhaps we'll bounce out of it. We'll have to wait and see. So the only bit of news we have in the day ahead is we'll be hearing from the Swiss National Bank chairman, Jordan. He'll be speaking at an event. And then we'll have Canadian dollar retail sales numbers and core durable goods orders, along with the consumer sentiment figures again. So a lot of middle American companies are concerned about the consumer, that there's a seems to be a slight shift in behavior, in purchasing and consuming. Now 67, so last time out we got that 67. Now we're up a little bit higher. It came in much lower. I don't know why the number isn't actually down here. It should be. It should be another one down at these levels. And this one is suggesting the next, later on today at 3 p.m., we're expecting a similarly low number. So we'll have two much lower sentiment figures. And let's see if this comes in even lower than that. That could start becoming a bit of a problem for these markets as well. So let's bring up the charts. Let's share that very significant rollover narrative. Strong rally. Off the back of NVIDIA. Eventually we do make that strong progress. Got strong continuation for the majority of yesterday. And then good news, bad market reaction. And across the board. So indices rolled over, became very bearish, and the dollar started to strengthen again, really quite aggressively. Now, it has the potential to present us with some interesting opportunities, which is obviously why we're here. We do have strong support in around these current lows. So the narrative for us, let's get up our pen just briefly. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. So let's bring up our pen and we'll explain the two narratives. And this is the S&P. We can do the same analysis with the Nasdaq. So if we do get these prices making progress to the downside, it's doing so because the market's pricing in some form of realization that the Fed need to stay higher for longer. It's a narrative we've been talking about for 6 months. It's a narrative that these markets have been neglecting, let's say. However, let's say we start breaking back above the monthly high. We would certainly be anticipating a bit of a rally. So we've got a decision to make today, whether we sell because of the realization that the Fed need to stay higher for longer, or we buy because of the AI narrative. And we look at yesterday's selling as just a little bit of, it was an opportunity for market makers to sort of take people out, and will we be looking to get back in again? So we can watch this little narrative very, very carefully with markets like the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, exact same kind of positioning, really. In fact, we don't even have to move the arrows. If we get further rollover to the downside, we're really looking at this market beginning to price in the rate cuts, the lack of rate cuts, as in staying higher for longer. That will need to be priced in even further. And if it starts to rally, if this starts picking up a bit of pace and we start seeing prices run higher, then we're doing so because of this AI sort of broadly positive dynamic for these markets, and ignoring the Fed higher for longer narrative. Dow Jones, we had a really, really significant sell-off yesterday. We would probably expect this market to come down even more. So let's see if we get that continuation trade. Certainly the Dow Jones might be certainly a market to see further downside. Again, if it turns around and starts to rally off these lows, then you're buying because of this AI rally. The German market now looks like a bit of a structural failure trade to the downside. We are at current resistance levels, so it's going to be interesting to see how this market plays out. Again, if it turns around and rallies, then we're doing so largely because of this AI rally. Yet again, downside moves, a bit more caution on the Fed side, staying higher for longer. So just to conclude, when it comes to equity markets, we're going to be watching this very, very carefully. And if we start seeing further momentum to the downside, we can absolutely look for a short-term sell trade. It is a secondary trend trade. It's the primary trend is very clearly to the upside. That's why we could look at this as a bit of a pullback on a bit of a narrative that's been pushed to the side, you know, for most of the week. So, hopefully a little opportunity there. Let's go to the dollar. So, strong weakness. We were actually pretty close to breaking these highs, and we would have expected a little bit of more upside. And we've still pulled back into that 108 level, and we've yet to confirm that we're going to be breaking below that level. But we did say we have this lower trend line cutting through these levels. So we could potentially have an opportunity to buy again at a lower price, because we were in that yesterday up until it kind of rolled over and broke below. So we've got a low of the 108.04 and the 108.04. So two daily lows. So that 108 level is a really strong support level as things currently stand. So strong pullback. Now we're just running into a little bit of indecision. Same for the pound, even though we've had really quite negative retail sales just out. No real reaction from the pound. And then we've got the dollar strengthening as we speak against the yen. Let's have a look at the other yen pairs before we move on. Again, it's just grinding higher, even more so. Will we get BOJ intervention? I mean, I think we definitely will at one point. It's just, will it be now? Really not so sure. Especially off the back of a strong dollar. Okay, so dollar Swiss, indecision yesterday, ironically. We'll be waiting for the SMB chairman, Jordan, to speak at the event. And I wonder what he'll say about the Swiss economy. We've got this interest rate differential trade. The dollar has been quite strong against the yen, against the Swiss franc. And with yesterday's strength, we didn't really get any follow through against the Swiss franc, ironically, which is what you probably would have expected. But we did get a nice move. And this is our hedge trade. This is our, we had a really good trade in the NASDAQ and a really good trade in the euro, but we were able to offset. So we broke even on the NASDAQ trade, if you remember there a couple of days ago, and we had a small, relatively tight stop loss on the euro dollar, and that was triggered. So, but what we've had as well as those two is a fairly decent performing dollar CAD trade, which has every potential to still end up in profit over the course of the week. Now we are expecting at this moment in time a little bit more upside. So let's see if we get that in the dollar CAD. There's the dollar strength trade. I mean, yesterday's volatility was quite significant, and you can see the number of false breakouts in the Aussie dollar, for example. So really quite significant New Zealand dollar, and a little bit of action now from this risk off trade, which is equities lower and dollar higher. And the question is, will that just last a few hours like it did last night? Or will this be more of a persistent trade? That's what we're really going to be watching carefully for. And we're just stepping back again from the yen as these prices continue to grind higher. And just finishing off with the commodities. So we absolutely would feel an awful lot more comfortable. Look at these lows down here. We'd be very comfortable selling below those levels. Yesterday, we had a bit of chop as well. It just shows the importance of sticking with some of these trades. So roll over to the downside. So below the 76.34. Let me make note of that. So 76.34. Okay, so we keep sort of looking for selling opportunities. Yesterday, probably would have got chopped up a little bit in the trade. But this is your continuation trade, and we'd be comfortable getting into that. And then last but not least, gold. So we said if this pulls back into support, we'd be looking to perhaps buy at these lower levels. And again, it'll be a counter trend trade, really. It'd be a momentum trade at these lows. So this is just regarded as a bit of a pullback. We've pulled back into support levels, and now we're going to look to see if we can take this. It's just how much confidence do we have in this market rallying? We've got quite a nice little stop loss. So the range today so far is the 23.39 versus the 23.25. Okay, so a $14 range so far with potential further upside. So the highs now are the 23.39. And that's gold. Okay, look, we'll put those in. Right, okay, so let's do our trade plan then, guys. We'll hopefully clarify this a little bit. So yesterday, it was really all about, in the last few days, it was about this melt-up narrative. So that's when it just pretty much ignores other aspects of market fundamentals, like what the FOMC members have been saying all week. They've been speaking at various different events. And also the Fed minutes were a little bit more on the hawkish side, but cast aside until yesterday afternoon with those sort of manufacturing and services numbers coming in relatively strong, along with lower unemployment numbers. Actually, the realization kicked in. Hold on a minute. Is this, should we be discounting this? So that's the kind of the difference in narrative. Okay. So, so if risk on prevails, it's due to melt up AI narrative. However, if risk off prevails, it's due to Fed higher for longer rates narrative. So, okay, let's go into this. So we need... So, okay, let's try and make this as straightforward as well. So we need to keep all options open while we Okay. Okay, let's go with something like that. So what we do have is a sell trade. We have so US oil, we can absolutely look to sell US oil. We might get an opportunity in that, you know, relatively swiftly now. Sell below 76.30, 74. A lot of choppy price action now over the last few days. Hopefully we get some momentum out of this trade. So gold, we could look at a buy trade. The level of that is 2,339. We're up at 24.45 there, just a day and a half ago. So that would represent a potentially decent upside if we do start seeing the momentum that we would anticipate at support for gold. So, right. Okay. So look, we post that into the chat box, guys. Listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. So if risk on prevails, it's due to this melt up AI narrative, and there'll be some good opportunities and the equity is higher and the weaker dollar. Alternatively, if risk off prevails, it's due to Fed higher for longer rate narrative. I think that's probably fair enough to. So that was the reason for the turnaround yesterday. The question is, are we going to get some further momentum? If so, we'd be looking for some risk off trades. And if the risk on trades comes back with a bit of sort of momentum, we could absolutely look to start buying at these lower prices. So we just have to keep both options open right now. So the narratives are very much risk on with all of these potential outcomes versus risk off with these on the right hand side of your screen. Okay, so on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. Just to let you know, of course, it's a bank holiday on Monday in the UK and the US. So we'll be broadcasting on Monday. So have a nice long bank holiday weekend, and we'll be back to normal from Tuesday. But yeah, we're going to switch rooms now for the day. We'll turn over to our European mentorship room. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. Now, if you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetradingroom.com and feel free to connect with us through our website if you need. Great stuff. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. My pleasure, guys. Take care. And we'll see you in a little while. Bye for now.